10Y, 5M. 10 years in 5 minutes. Join us in celebrating a decade of groundbreaking collaboration at NCCR Molecular Systems Engineering in Switzerland. Members and friends share their experiences and insights from our remarkable journey together. Be part of our 10th anniversary celebration, where innovation meets inspiration. NCCR, Molecular Systems Engineering, shaping the future together.
It's a pleasure to tell you a little bit about the NCCR and my experience over the last decade, basically. It's been a real pleasure to be part of this project from the beginning and to see it grow and develop. Some of the most memorable parts that I take away from the NCCR Molecular Systems Engineering has been this unique consortium of researchers that we've had a pleasure to come together on a very regular occasion and really build some long-lasting collaborations. This includes many of the researchers who have established themselves with expertise in chemistry, synthetic and organic chemistry, and biochemistry. Many of these collaborators are at the University of Basel. And so with me being a researcher from the only department of ETH Zurich physically located in Basel, it was great to find an academic network here through the University of Basel and primarily the chemistry department. Another really impressive part of the NCCR has been the possibility to basically grow our network here. The NCCR made it possible to hire 3 new professors who have all become jointly appointed by my department and the University of Basel. They've had excellent starts to their career, and I've had a real pleasure working with them as well. When it comes to the real scientific technical parts, one of the really exciting things about the NCCR was the way that I found my research was able to contribute. As part of molecular systems is, of course, cellular systems and biological systems. And so my particular area of research focus has been at the interface of immunology with molecular systems engineering. And in one of the projects at the early stages of the NCCR, we worked on the engineering of antibodies using both biochemistry, but also computational tools. Through this, we had collaborations with an NCCR partner that was actually from Lausanne. And that was a very successful collaboration and led to a very good publication. We also, as through this work, I started a spinoff company with several students in my academic group. The company was called DeepCDR Biologics, and within a couple of years after being formed, it was acquired by a US-based biotech company called Alloy Therapeutics. So it's a great success story of showing how the academic research that started in my lab as part of this, with a project related to the NCCR consortium, led to an industry innovation and even and continues today as part of this larger company. Another area that has been exciting about the NCCR has also been towards this movement to translational medicine, as the NCCR has a number of researchers who are trying to use molecular systems engineering to solve medical and health problems. The area in which I've been working with closely is T-cell immunotherapy. So there's a lot of possibilities to engineer a type of immune cell known as T-cells and to use them as therapeutic medicines. This requires, though, particular and specialized approaches to genetically modifying T-cells and then correspondingly modifying the molecules and receptors that they express. So through this engineering and this approach of molecular systems engineering, we're very excited that this is also leading to new innovations that may help in concepts such as immunotherapy. Now that the NCCR has a remaining 2 years, I'm excited about the activities that we can achieve and continue to grow this community. But also, I'm most excited that the NCCR will have a great legacy because of all of the research collaborations that have formed, the new research groups that have been recruited, and all of the trainees. I think that they will all go on to contribute to this field. And many of these collaborations are going to continue long after the NCCR ends. And so with that, I'm very excited about the future of this field and for what we were able to contribute all these years.